So, Mark, when people think of Americans, they often think of the hot dog. When they think of Japan, they think of sushi. What are the foods that people associate with New Zealand?
According to a lot of the Japanese students I know who have gone to study in New Zealand or have a homestay program over there, they normally come back speaking about three New Zealand foods. The first one's probably fish and chips, which is a traditional or unofficial traditional Friday night meal. The end of a long week, mum and dad will say, "Oh, let's go and get some greasies." And it's just deep fried, battered fish, potato fritters or hot dogs, and fried chips. They used to be wrapped in newspaper, but now for health reasons, you've got to have plain white paper. And
Oh, no kidding.
yeah, but now the fish and chips dinner on Friday night's a bit of a tradition.
Okay, what else besides fish and chips?
The other one would be something called a pavlova, which is similar to a very large meringue cake, very, very rich, very, very sweet, made with egg whites and lots of sugar, with lots of whipped cream and fresh fruit on top. Kiwis and Australians often argue over who invented it, but I'm sure Kiwis did.
Okay. The pavlova.
Yeah, and
So, is this like a snack you eat in the afternoon or
no, it would be
after
a
dinner?
dessert. It's the size of a cake, and it would be a dessert cake.
Okay, is this something that people often make themselves or you just buy at the store?
Both. The best ones, I think, are homemade.
Okay.
And then the third food is Vegemite, which is a breakfast spread, a yeast-based breakfast spread. Lots of non-New Zealanders who don't know it think that it looks like chocolate spread, and then they put it on their toast or bread in the morning, but it's actually has a very unique taste and nothing at all like chocolate.
Okay. So is it bitter? Is it sweet? Is it sour?
It's got a very yeasty flavour, so it's quite hard to describe,
Okay.
but it's another one of those New Zealand traditions.
Now you say it's made from yeast, but what are the main ingredients?
It's a yeast-based extract, so it's very healthy for you, lots of minerals, and all Kiwi kids should grow up on it.
Okay, well, sounds interesting. I'll have to give it a try.
Okay.